all today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3 of the Thursday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. You enjoy those. freetalklive.com. As we go right into the phone calls here, let's start things out with Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's Brandon. On your mind?
Not too much. Talking about cops again. So
yes.
Cops.
Well, they keep killing people.
Well, one of the interesting things I think about, you had raised another question earlier about how is it that people think that the government is the only viable option for law enforcement? And that really kind of comes up to another major problem that government needs to get out of, which is education. And one of the reasons why, if you recall back to your times in kindergarten and stuff, is, you know, from a very young age in government schools, you know, we are pretty much indoctrinated to believe that the government is a very sacred institution.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Our law enforcement officers are considered better than human, and our presidents and our high officials in government, particularly our founding fathers, are nothing short of demigods.
Good point, and that's been echoed. That that sort of sentiment has been echoed loudly this week with the death of former President Ford. This hero worship that I was talking about last night—it continues. And not only does it start when people are kids in the government schools, but it's so effective it continues all the way through the rest of their lives. And when a president dies, everybody gets all upset as though they'd lost a loved family member.
Right, absolutely, and. You know, one of the other things about libertarianism is that libertarianism is not it's not really the natural way of thinking for human beings and for most organic things in general. You know, we were hardwired to survive in a competitive environment, and a lot of times for thousands of years that meant if someone came onto your territory, you would kill them. Or you would use violence in order to survive.
I don't know if that's necessarily natural today. I think that today when you're 5 years old, your mom teaches you right from wrong, and that you don't take Jimmy's toys, and you're taught not to steal from others. I think, at a basic level, we're pretty much taught and educated that stealing is wrong and theft is wrong. All of the things that the government engages in general. I don't think most people. I think most people agree with us that those things are wrong. They just have yet to understand that government engages in them on a regular basis.
Right, and I would agree with that, but still, at a very base emotional kind of level. You know, and you see this through government because it attracts these kinds of people,
mm-hmm.
that there are individuals who, believe that what they think is right, and they're willing to use force as a substitute for free market competition or egalitarian intellectual competition to impose their viewpoint or their worldview of society on others.
There certainly are plenty of people like that. You're right.
Yeah. So one of the other things that's really important for, moving beyond this, while law enforcement's really great, is, we really need to start taking kids out of government schools, or we need to, if we can't do that, we have to take the responsibility ourselves to supplement our children's education by making sure that they know how to think critically, and not just think critically, but be able to look beyond just the information that the government's giving or that someone else is giving through statistics or polling numbers and stuff like that, and to
absolutely
really look at situations for themselves.
And this is actually coming from somebody who is an educator, correct?
Yeah, I teach English in Japan, and I've worked as a coach in America. I'm not a teacher by trade, and it wasn't my major, but it's mm-hmm. just something that I happen to have wound up in a couple of my professions.
Now, you say you are a coach in America, so you weren't working for government schools in America. Are you working for the government in Japan?
I was working for government schools in America, actually, and yes, I am working for the government in Japan as well.
What are some of the differences, the key differences between the two systems that you've noticed?
Not a whole lot.
Really?
Not a whole lot. What is kind of interesting in Japan is that they do have private schools.
Mm-hmm.
For all Japanese students, they only have to go through 9 years of mandatory education. So Once kids are done with junior high here, they don't have to go to high school. That's completely optional.
Interesting. How many of them elect to go on?
About 90%+.
Okay.
Now, isn't that the truth in the United States that you don't have to go beyond the sixth grade?
16.
So that would be about
10th grade. That's 10th grade, Mark. Sixth grade
is
like 10.
Assuming you passed them all.
Okay.
No, I believe in America you have to go through, technically you're supposed to go through high school legally. There are a lot of people who drop out, but, if you are a high school dropout and you're not going to, private school or homeschooling and you're out on the streets during the day, a police officer can pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're truant, they can arrest you for that. So,
does the funding method, is the funding mechanism similar in Japan? Do they have property taxes? Is that how the schools are paid for there? Do you know?
Oh, well, Japan's a socialist country, so there's taxes for everything here.
Okay.
There's property taxes.
Do you as an expatriate have to pay these taxes at all?
No, I do not, because in Japan, for the purposes of paying taxes, I'm considered a U.S. resident.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to U.S. tax treaties with Japan, I'm exempt for $80,000 of money that I make in Japan. So,
but you still have to pay taxes to the United States on that $80,000, right?
No, I'm exempt for up to $80,000.
Wait, you're exempt from Japan taxes and U.S. taxes?
That's correct, sir.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. So,
yeah, not a bad deal.
So, all right. So,
I'm largely exempt too.
Well, congratulations on that. And when are you planning on coming back to the States, if at all?
I'll probably be coming back around 2009.
Right on. Well, best of luck with the rest of your career, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Brandon. Thank you. Take it easy. 800-259-9231, toll-free.
Got to be very interesting going over there.
To another country?
Yeah, I would think that most people would be qualified to teach English in those schools, I would think.
If you could speak Japanese.
He says he couldn't.
What?
Yeah.
How do you teach English to kids who can't speak their native language?
I don't have an answer for that.
Wait, did he say that on the air, or is that to you privately?
He does show prep for me. A lot of it. He's like my private little show prepper.
Interesting. I don't understand how you could do that. How do you communicate with somebody if you can't speak their native language? That's bizarre. Next time I'll have to ask him that. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Let's shift gears. We've been talking about cops and the free marketplace, and let's go over to an issue that's, I guess, ancillarily related to cops, and that is drugs. In fact, mushrooms. We talked about them recently on the show. One of our listeners, I guess, called in and told us about his trip to Amsterdam, the Netherlands, where he was able to legally consume mushrooms. They're available. You can just go into a coffee shop and buy psychedelic psilocybin-laced mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the BBC, now mushrooms are being analyzed for their possible helpful effects. They're being studied. In fact, obsessive-compulsive disorder possibly could be helped by
with
psychedelic mushrooms.
Jeez.
It had been years since Jeremy, which is not his real name, had touched a basketball. Living with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, Jeremy feared contamination from dirt and germs, which prevented any part of his body from touching the ground, save for the soles of his shoes. But whilst taking part in a small clinical study to investigate the effects of psilocybin, the hallucinogenic compound found in magic mushrooms, on people with OCD, Jeremy's bare feet lay on the floor. And he expressed a willingness to engage in an activity, playing with a ball, that just hours before he would have considered abhorrent.
Yeah, filthy.
These obsessive-compulsive disorder people are very, very interesting. I mean, it's a very bizarre disorder where, like, for instance, you will go and lock your front door and then lock it seven more times in a row just to make sure it's locked.
Tink, 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 tink,
yeah.
Tink.
I don't understand it really well. I've never done a report on it or anything, but it's just a very bizarre mental disorder. Although Jeremy's symptoms gradually returned, other patients also experienced transient relief from their OCD symptoms, and one entered an extended period of remission lasting more than 6 months. Lead researcher Dr. Francis Moreno, associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Arizona in Tucson, said, quote, "I really think that participating in the study influenced the patient's remission. It was the first to investigate the therapeutic benefits of psilocybin to be published for more than 30 years. Now, why on earth has it taken so long? 800-259-9231. We'll find out coming up. This is your show. I bet you can guess. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What you can't see won't hurt you, right? Nope. Although some of winter's tricks, like windshield frost, force action, others are more subtle. When I come back, I'll tell you about one that'll leave you flat.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Because the weather gradually cools, it's difficult to see how falling temperatures affect your tires. So listen closely. Every 10-degree drop in temperature causes a 1-pound decrease in tire pressure. The difference between 80-degree summer days and 30-degree winter evenings is 50 degrees and 5 pounds of underinflation. Underinflated tires wear rapidly, decrease fuel economy, and affect safety. So if you're in mittens and haven't checked your tire pressure since you were working on your tan, now's the time to treat your tires to some fresh air. I'm Bobby Likens. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both of them totally free on the house, freetalklive.com. Do enjoy those. They're on us. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information, and, again, to get registered, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. obsessive compulsive disorder, serious problem that a lot of people, well, I guess there's not really much of a solution for. Is there? I mean, if there was, would they be studying psilocybin as an option?
Apparently not.
Well, they're now looking at hallucinogenic mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, magic mushrooms, as they're called, for people with OCD. The study's being done at the University of Arizona in Tucson, and I presume that means that they have permission from the DEA, though just a quick scan of the article doesn't necessarily reveal how it is that they're getting this done, because normally the DEA has a real problem with this sort of study being done. In fact, this is the first study that investigates the therapeutic benefits of psilocybin to be published for more than 30 years. So it's been a long time coming, Mark. And essentially, if this could help people with OCD, who knows what else it could help people with? And
well, you know, these drugs that they've decided are bad and made illegal, we don't want people to think for a minute that they might be okay.
Well, yeah, it's very well possible that many of these evil drugs that are Schedule I narcotics could actually have some beneficial effects beyond just getting high. In fact, but there are some doubts about the study. Critics say the study's flawed methodology means that conclusions cannot be made about the drug's efficacy against OCD, and some question whether it should have taken place at all. Professor Jeffrey Schwartz of the University of California said, quote, the study's going to receive a lot of attention, and it will create a desire on the behalf of a patient population that's suffering and hoping for a magic bullet. However, the study's authors say the primary purpose of the study was to demonstrate safety. Dr. Moreno said, if the question is, did we find enough information to support exploring this further, then we got some interesting findings which support the need for a proper controlled study. There are an estimated 6 million OCD sufferers in the United States, making obsessive compulsive disorder the fourth most commonly diagnosed psychiatric disorder after phobias, depression, and alcoholism.
Wow.
So that's up there. OCD is an anxiety disorder characterized by the repetitive of ritualistic performance of behaviors such as excessive washing, checking, and counting. And when they say checking, that's like the example I gave before of somebody checking to make sure they lock the front door over mm-hmm. and over again. Because, you know, sometimes I'll go to bed or get ready for bed, and I can't remember if I locked the front door. And just going and looking at it is enough for me. But an OCD person will have to go and flip the lock a few times just to make sure they got it right.
Just to make sure it's right.
Sufferers can be plagued by intrusive thoughts ranging from unwanted sexual fantasies to committing violent acts. OCD is treatable, although the cause isn't fully understood. SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as fluoxetine, Prozac, or the tricyclic antidepressant clomipramine, are commonly prescribed and can be highly effective. 60% of patients on medication do improve. The response rate can be higher when combined with cognitive behavioral therapy. This is a type of psychotherapy that focuses on solving the patient's present problems and is recommended as the first-line treatment for people with mild OCD. But half of patients relapse when drugs are withdrawn, and a quarter don't respond to conventional therapies at all. Even when medication is effective, a 30 to 50% reduction in symptoms is the best that can be achieved. So you're going to go on a drug regimen for the rest of your life, and you're not even going to be cured. You're just going to have a reduction at best. And if the therapy and drugs don't work, invasive brain surgery is the only remaining option. I don't know about you, but I don't feel too comfortable with that. The need for more treatment options and anecdotal reports of OCD patients undergoing periods of remission after using hallucinogens led Moreno and colleagues to give psilocybin to 9 people who had not responded to other treatments. So these are people that they tried the pills on, they tried the prescriptions on, and they had no effect. The patients did see a significant reduction in symptoms for up to 24 hours after they were given psilocybin, even on the lowest dose. But because there was no group given a different drug or no drug at all to compare them to, the benefits could have been simply due to care and attention from the researchers. The way that psilocybin works means that it can have very severe mind-altering effects. In this study, the people taking the drug rated the hallucinogenic experience as stressful at some times, but also, quote, psychologically and spiritually uplifting. Wait a minute, Mark, I thought these drugs were bad.
Well, they said it was stressful.
Stressful at some times. That's probably the period where you feel like puking.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done psychedelic mushrooms myself, but I've been around a few people who have. And one friend of mine who's done them a few times, he's done them twice in my presence. 2 of the 2 times he puked.
Hmm.
It's like, it's poison. You're eating a poisonous mushroom,
And so you sort of have to get through this period of being poisoned before you can actually get the desired effects.
Sounds great.
So that sounds a little stressful to me. I don't like to puke. But all had previously taken psychedelic drugs before the study, which researchers say was to increase the safety of the study. Dr. Paul Blinkeren, a consultant at the Adult Psychiatry Unit of Bootham Park Hospital in York, said, quote, I'm concerned that this study only measured effects up to 24 hours, and OCD is a chronic condition not measurable in hours and days, but months and years. About 12% of people can suffer flashbacks after less than 10 exposures to psychedelics many years later, beyond the 6 months of this study, so long-term effects should be carefully assessed. However, he added, if this substance was effective and had fewer side effects in severe treatment-resistant case, it would be an option. Experts also question whether the results are really even valid. Quote, you'd expect a spontaneous remission rate of 10% within a year, said a professor at the Maudsley Hospital Center for Anxiety Disorders, who asks whether it's safe to give people with OCD psychoactive substances at all. Quote, I'm very concerned that people with obsessional problems who experience bursts of nasty images like sexually abusing their own child or stabbing someone are being given a drug known to produce intrusive mental phenomena. Now, I've never, as I said, been on psychedelic mushrooms, but from what I understand, at least with my other experiences into the illegal drug realm, these, from the people that I've spoken with, don't make you want to go out and stab people.
Yeah, that does. I mean, that's not what I've heard about psilocybin mushrooms.
From what I've heard about mushrooms, it gives you sort of a connection to the earth. It gives you like this naturalistic sort of connection. Like you want to kick off your shoes, you want to run through the forest, you want to do things like that that involve nature. And I can't see, considering how unnatural it is to take the life of another person, I can't imagine how anyone on psychedelic mushrooms could come across those thoughts. Though I suppose if it was a completely whacked out nut job who did have violent tendencies, I don't know. Who knows how somebody with a whacked out mentality is going to respond?
Right.
But even then, from what I've heard, it might actually help those people. Like it'd be interesting to see a study done on crazy people with psycho tendencies and put them on a psychotropic substance like this to see what happens.
It sounds like it helps people with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah, and I think it could help some other people do other things as well. Just like there have been positive studies about MDMA, there have been positive studies about LSD, marijuana. All of these products could really be helpful for certain people in certain situations. And at the very least, they should be legalized simply because the war on drugs is just a bad idea. But now, there's even more evidence in our corner. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. We've got an experience from Amsterdam about these things on the way.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is your number to take control. 800-259-9231. The packet 8. Toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on the listener map. Over 1,700 listeners have added themselves to the listener map. And you could, too. You can, or just scroll around the world and see who else is a listener to the show at map.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, the listener map is totally free. And is there a young person that's important to you? Well, give them Financial Literacy, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton. It shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066. All right, so we were talking about psychedelic mushrooms, the BBC reporting that it might actually help out people with obsessive-compulsive disorder. And, in fact, there have been other reports in the past about other drugs like MDMA being used also in the therapeutic realm. MDMA, a drug that is considered an empathogen. It helps people really sort of get in touch with their caring, their more caring nature, their caring side, I think. And it floods your brain with serotonin, makes you feel really good. And they found that MDMA in a setting, for instance, in an analytical setting where you've got a psychologist and that sort of a setting, helps people who have major psychotrauma, essentially, major problems with their life. Maybe they were abused by an uncle or something like that, mm-hmm, in their past, that sort of thing. It really helps them break down those natural walls that they've maybe put up, that they don't want to talk about it even with a psychologist. Well, putting them on MDMA has helped people open up.
Right, they're happy.
It has helped people address those issues in an adult fashion without them feeling embarrassed about talking about those things. There have also been positive studies in regards to LSD for therapeutic use as well. And, of course, all of this is interesting and should be studied more. And, unfortunately, the DEA is standing in the way of more of these studies going on. To their credit, as though they deserve any credit whatsoever, they have, as of recently, started to allow more studies than they ever have in the past.
certain organizations like NAPS, the Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies Group, I forget the exact term, but they have permission from the DEA to do studies on MDMA and I think a few other drugs. And I think some of the reasoning for this, the reason you're seeing approval for studies on MDMA as opposed to marijuana, which is already has a lot of people behind it from a medicinal purpose, the reason why you're seeing that is because the doctors, the agents, their associations, the associations of doctors are really behind a lot of them re-legalizing to an extent or at least declassifying MDMA. And so maybe they see MDMA as a, you know, possible future therapeutic use, something that the pharmacy companies could maybe profit from. Maybe that's why there's more of a push for medical testing of that. But let's move on to a story from Philip. He emails in saying, I just got back from Europe, where I spent a week with my girlfriend and my three buddies hopping around the Netherlands.
Sounds nice.
I'd been listening to the show for my entire semester abroad, and it has been fascinating. I was listening to last night's program and wanted to comment about the soft drug policies in the Netherlands and a bit about my experience. When my girlfriend and I traveled to Holland, she had never experimented with pot. A past boyfriend of hers had abused the substance. We all know what happens when you try to use it to run and solve your problems. But she had also not chosen to because it's not legal, and she wanted to do it in a comportable way. So we arrived. Soft drugs are legal there, but strictly regulated. A person can carry up to 5 grams of pot on them at any time, no more. And that's all that the coffee shops can sell you at any one time.
But they can't. But the cops there can't shake you down anyway, so they wouldn't know whether you have more than 5 grams of pot on you or not.
Is that true? I guess they wouldn't find that out unless you committed another crime and you happen to have more pot on you.
That's my understanding.
Interesting. Shrooms and other substances are legal. However, hard drugs are not. But they are accessible. In fact, from what we were told before, they're not really legal, but they're more tolerated by the system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the penalties are like, but I don't think they're anything as draconian as what we have here in the States. The whole theory is, apparently, like you've discussed on the show, if you're allowed to have these experiences, and this is a little iffy on the grammar here, because that's what the drugs provide. You'll do it in a manageable and safe way, unless you need a quick fix because you only have a short time. Anyway, for a week, we smoked 4 or 5 times a day, had hash brownies, hash hot chocolate, and hash milkshakes.
Holy
strawberry,
crap.
Chocolate, banana, whatever flavor you wanted.
Huh.
I was also, here in the United States, you're lucky if you can even find hash. I was also given the chance to legally do shrooms, which was ideal. I do get quite paranoid, and psychotropic drugs enhance the state of mind that you're currently in. I was able to read non-biased information, and the nice man behind the counter asked me a series of questions to help guide me to the best experience for me, picking between the multiple types of mushrooms. He then gave me instructions on how to take them. They were fresh, so there were more of them as drying concentrates the substance, and apparently that's not legal in Holland.
Hmm.
And I think this is interesting. I mean, just in the market perspective here, that when you're going to, for instance, engage in a behavior like this, you go to a business, an upfront, honestly run business. You aren't buying, you know, a bag of shrooms from some shady dealer. You don't know where he got the shrooms. This is a business, a reputable organization that makes a habit of selling these things for a living. And as you might imagine, they sell enough of them to where they understand the product pretty darn well.
Sure. I mean, you know, if you're buying tires from a tire dealership, they're going to tell you, you know, what these tires are good for, how to best operate in them, with them. You know, they're experts.
So same thing here. He got expert information from the man behind the counter. There was printed information as well. In fact, in Toronto, there's more tolerance up in Toronto, Canada, as well towards drugs. And there's for instance, like a head shop that also has printed information, honest information about drugs, how to most safely use them and that sort of thing, instead of just wagging your finger at people and telling them, don't do it. These people accept the fact that people are going to do drugs. In the case of the businesses, they understand it and they're going to profit from it. But they accept that fact and they want to protect their customers. They want to protect them from being hurt because they want them to come back sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I had a very enlightening night. My girlfriend still makes fun of me for how I acted that night, and we were able to visit quite a few different establishments, as Amsterdam is a very walkable city. There were no adverse consequences. And interestingly enough, because I was allowed to have my own experience, it was so fantastic, I don't have a desire to do it again. I bought, ate, and tripped on shrooms in full view of anyone who wanted to watch.
In fact, my whole group of five people smoked 18 grams of pot, digested 2 ounces of mushrooms, and ingested about 10 servings of hash.
Wow.
This is all in a week's period of time. But that's why they went there. You know,
yeah.
It was a vacation. According to the DEA, we would be violent and degenerate felons and should be serving time in jail. Now, all this fun did come with a price, as we probably spent about $200 on drugs between my girlfriend and I. And on the last night, my girlfriend started experiencing withdrawals, going from a complete non-user to smoking 4 times a day. We'll do that to you, he says. However, we also saw 10 museums while we were there. Saw Othello in Dutch, took a canal tour, went to the Cannabis, and far more cultural things. Yes, we were a depraved bunch of kids, just running around the world, experiencing ourselves and our environment in a different way, and learning about our fellow human beings.
Aren't you supposed to see some Renoirs when you go to...
They went to 10 museums. Must have been a Renoir in there.
Must have been.
Why can't the U.S. get on board? Legalize all drugs. I bet that soft drugs would take over and hard drugs would go the way of hard drugs in Holland. They had a nice aging population of heroin addicts. From Philip. 800-259-9231. If you've got an experience heading over to another country like the Netherlands, where drugs are more tolerated by the law, what was it like? You know, what was it like? As he points out, he was there in front of everybody, tripping on mushrooms, and it wasn't a problem.
No big deal.
No issue at all. Walking around from bar to bar, doing bar hopping, essentially, except with different products. It happens here in the United States all the time. People go bar hopping. They go to one bar, have some drinks there, go to another bar, have some drinks there, go to another bar, and by the time they're their third bar, they're plastered.
Yeah.
And they probably have 2 more bars on their list. So that's dangerous. There's plenty of dangerous legal behaviors that people can enact in here in the United States. Why not these two? 800-259-9231. Well, the reason why not is because the government likes its prohibitions.
Mm.
Government likes the money that comes from them.
Yeah, the people that enforce the laws benefit, and the people that sell the drugs benefit.
That's true. It's a sick little sick bedfellows there. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Final segment remains. Just enough time for your call if you make it now.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call here in these final moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We ask for your voluntary support. We don't charge you for the website. We give it away. And those other radio shows, I was on the phone with a program director today, and he agreed with me that these other shows, they charge you for their website, and they don't even have close to the amount of content that Free Talk Live does. We got it, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to help support the show, then buy some stuff. Buy some Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and other great products you'll find at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. You'll also find instructions on how you can get your very own Free Talk Live bumper sticker for free. So that's all there at store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
Oh, you guys are going to get me in trouble talking about this stuff.
What do you mean?
With the type of job I have, but I'm sure it's fine.
What type of job do you have?
Fairly corporate type of job. I'm not self-employed yet, so.
I see. So you're worried
that. It's a little bit of a concern.
Are you concerned that other people are listening and they'll recognize your voice, or?
Who knows? Yeah, possibly.
Hmm.
But now, it's okay.
So you have. Wait, you're the guy who called in before about the Amsterdam trip.
Right. Right.
Now, did your corporation not know where you were going on vacation?
A few of the people did know. So,
don't you think word got around the office? I mean, you know how word is around the office. Things, rumors spread pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. And I think it's kind of a don't ask, don't tell policy. So.
Understood. And it's probably it's probably a factor of the people that you work with have probably also done some drugs in their time, so.
Oh, yeah. Some of them have actually come forward and said that, so.
There you go. All right. That in mind, what do you have to share with us tonight, Sam?
I can tell you some more stories of things that I've seen while I'm down there. Tell you a little bit about the scene. The coffee shops that are around, there's one really famous one called the Grasshopper. The whole building's lit up green. It's right across from Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in there. It's not like you just go, you know, buy the drugs from anybody in the place. There's always one specified person. And then the menus are sometimes hidden. Sometimes you have to ask for them. In the Grasshopper, there's this big black screen. You hit a button and it lights up and then you can see it. Whereas as soon as you let off the button, it goes back to black.
Interesting. Now, why do they do that?
Just to make it look like an innocent coffee shop.
I see.
What everyone knows otherwise. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you more about that. They also have, like, in one corner, they've got a plant growing, you know, with the light on and everything, and it's flowering and so forth.
Is it a marijuana plant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a little shade that you can roll up and down so that could be hidden as well, just in case.
Okay.
But then I was in there one time, and two police officers actually walked down the steps into the place. They kind of stood at the landing. I think I don't know if the guy stopped selling drugs that was about 10 feet to their left or if he just kind of kept on, but they looked around, made sure, you know, everything was okay. There's people smoking everywhere. Mm-hmm. It just, full, the place was packed. And they looked around for a minute and then walked out and left, and that was it.
Mm. Certainly a different place.
How do you feel like, for instance, I could see that, okay, let's envision something similar happening here in the United States. Say here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're located, is the first place in America to essentially legalize some drugs, maybe just a few to start with, like Holland, marijuana, mushrooms, to where you've got a very large tourist trade of people who no longer have to go to Amsterdam in order to experience these things. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be coming in from out of the area to experience this, going to bring a lot of tourism in, and that could bring some problems. Do you feel like someone might look at Amsterdam and say, you know, this is an undesirable. I don't want these people coming to my area. What was the behavior like of the individuals within the Grasshopper, and what were they like outside of the Grasshopper? Would this be something that would turn off, say, a conservative Christian to an extreme, or would it be something that they might be able to acclimate to and adjust to? Was it not so bad? Can you explain?
I think the beliefs and stereotypes of a really traditional Christian might preclude them from ever accepting something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the attitudes and behaviors of the people there should be something that scares people off.
Yep.
I've rarely seen fights there. There was another group of British guys that were doing a stag night. That's a bachelor party, and they had the poor guy. They made him a crown of thorns and a 8-foot 4x4 cross that he had to drag through the streets while they're whipping him and yelling at him.
Jeez.
Okay. Now I contrast that with a night out after like an OU game in downtown Dallas, where I see some guys out in the street, kind of singing and dancing, and about 10 feet away from them, there's police, 8 of them, standing there, arms folded, with the plastic handcuffs in their hands, you know, ready to take these guys down as soon as they step over the line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a completely different come from. The police officers there, when they're walking around, I actually get the impression that they're there to help people. They're not there to, you know, get in anyone's business or tell people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're there to provide a service, and that's it.
So if somebody's lost or somebody needs some assistance, they're there to help out.
Somebody falls on their bike. I've seen that.
Not to shake them down, yep, as Mark has described it.
Exactly.
So so you were never harassed by the police in your stay. And how long were you in Amsterdam?
This last time it was 4 days. I typically go for 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go outside of the Grasshopper, when you're out on the streets of Amsterdam, what's the atmosphere like? Is it rowdy? Is it loud?
If you've ever been to, you know, a busy downtown city, it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly different types of stores in the different areas and so forth, but it's like walking around in New York where there's just people out about their business. You know, not everybody's going to coffee shops. There's people that live, you know, all throughout the area. So I don't really, there's nothing really that different other than just the general kind of peaceful, fun.
Now, one
free
difference, and I appreciate that. Now, one difference would, of course, be the red light district. Now, this is one of the other things that Amsterdam is known for. Essentially, I mean, partially nude, maybe fully nude girls, right, on the street level, standing in windows, beckoning to people. That's pretty much what's going on, right?
No, they're typically not nude. They would be in like a bikini bathing suit. I think that they get in trouble if they do that.
Right, so, and you get in trouble if you take pictures too, as I understand it.
I don't think you get in trouble, but the girls don't like it very much, and they either disappear or I've seen them yell at some tourists.
So I've heard there are bodyguards that'll come by and take your camera from you.
I haven't had that experience.
Well,
now, last time I was there, I was walking right through the red light district. It was kind of afternoon time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group of, like, parents and school children, elementary age, that it looked like they had just done maybe a talent show or recital or play or something like that. And they're out posing for a picture, and right across the street are, you know, these red light windows.
Girls in the windows. Wow, that's amazing.
Thinking, you know, what is it like to grow up in that kind of a environment.
I think it's excellent. I think that their kids are probably far less sexually repressed than American people. Now, American people who do experience an excessive amount of sexual repression would probably be upset with the idea of a red light district. But looking at it from your perspective, did you feel like the red light district in Amsterdam was a kind of a slimy place? Was it dirty, or was it well kept? Was it clean? Was it somewhere where you know, you weren't necessarily unlikely to be?
I'd say Europe as a whole is a lot older than America, so cleanliness standards are not quite on par as they are as they would be over here.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I don't think the red light district is any worse off than the other sections of the city.
Did you ever feel in danger when you were in the red light district, or the district or the area where there was the pot coffee shops?
No, you know, I've walked. I go out walking for 4 or 5 hours just to see where it takes me. I come across museums and residential neighborhoods. I've done it all times of the night. Sometimes, you know, if I can't sleep, I'll go out for a 3 or 4 mile run, and I've never ever had a problem, never ever felt unsafe or threatened or anything. And I want to go back to kind of talking about sex.
Sure.
When I was there this last time, I stopped in a little place, talked with a guy that was from Egypt, and then another friend of his that was Dutch came in, and it was really, anything was on the menu for discussion with this guy. He talked to me quite a bit and had questions that were about sex, about politics. It was just really an open conversation. I don't think you find that over here a lot as well.
Very interesting, Stan. Thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate hearing from you, and good luck keeping it quiet on the work front. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. You guys.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Very interesting. It'd be fascinating to see how an area like that manifested itself here in the United States. And I hope that we get to see it happen sooner rather than later. We'll see you tomorrow night online, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.